We're having some fun today with Checkoff Chat. In studio with us, Ardell Quam. For years now, she has been the face in the office. She's also been their compliance officer, and now she is getting to ready to retire from the Wisconsin Beef Council. This Checkoff Chat's brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff dollars. Remember, you can find out more online, beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Lots of different things that are going on at this time of the year. But first, I want to go back. Like I said, Ardell, how many years has it been that you've been with Beef Council?
Just over 16.
Yeah. And she's been involved in the industry her entire life, in case you didn't know that. How did you get hooked up with the Beef Council? Now, like I said, you're in the industry yourself, you and Terry with Marta Angus. But how did you decide that you wanted to get involved at Beef Council?
Was looking for something a little bit more than just at home. And my husband had been on the board and been talking to John Freitag, who was the executive director back then. And the two of them were talking, and Terry expressed that I was looking for a new job, and that was it.
That's how it happens. That's how it happens in agriculture. Now, you're the compliance officer, aside from being the office manager, like I said, the face when you walk in. But tell people a little bit about why a compliance officer is necessary at the Wisconsin Beef Council. It's all tied to those checkoff dollars.
Correct, Pam. Monthly checkoff is submitted to the Wisconsin Beef Council. It goes actually through a lockbox at a bank, so no money has come into the office, just sort of a firewall so that nothing happens to that money. Mm-hmm. It's money that is collected from sales throughout the state, either through a locker market, a sale barn area, a packing plant. And then once a year, I will send out letters, usually in December, to different breeders, producers throughout the state that is in my database, asking them to pay their dollar for the past year about any animals that they've sold, either for breeding or direct to consumers, which has grown greatly in the last couple of years.
I bet. Now, that process in place, like she said, is all designed as a safety net to make sure that when you contribute that money, it goes specifically towards research, education, promotion of our Wisconsin beef, of beef in general. So tell me a little bit more about what the Beef Checkoff does, Ardell, what you've seen not only as a producer yourself, but obviously as the compliance officer.
Right. That dollar is collected, but only 50 cents of the dollar stays in Wisconsin. And with that 50 cents, your Wisconsin Beef Council, by direction of a board of directors, comes up with plans to educate consumers, educate school-age children. One of our programs is Beef in the Classroom, where we give grants out to schools that have applied, and they can buy beef to use in their classroom so that kids actually get a hands-on on the goodness of beef. And then we do have a nutritionist who can go to that classroom and educate and talk about the goodness of beef in a daily meal for them. Some of our other programs we've got, we try to get out and talk to our educators, some of our health field, so that nurses, doctors, we try to go to some conventions that they have so that they understand that beef is good in your diet. Mm-hmm. And this is important if we're going to keep consumers liking beef, buying beef, which in end helps the producer that pays that dollar.
Absolutely. And, you know, that investment, that's the other thing that we've been monitoring for years now. That investment by producers pays back big. I mean, this kind of return on investment any business would love to see.
That is correct. Because you pay the dollar, what we've found through research is that it actually brings back in over $11, almost $12 per head in value.
Yeah, and that's like I said, there's companies that would love to see those kinds of returns on investment. Ardell Quam's in with us for Checkoff Chat this time around, getting ready to retire as compliance officer with the Wisconsin Beef Council. She's also been their office manager. So again, let's talk a little bit more on what you've noticed through the course of your career at Beef Checkoff, or Beef Council, I should say, and how the checkoffs worked. There's always questions about how these monies are being used, misunderstandings. Has it gotten better over the course of your time as compliance officer? Do you think we're doing a better job helping growers understand where that money goes and how it can really make a difference educating our consumers today and in the future?
I really do think so. When I first started, I would get quite a few phone calls from producers saying, well, you guys are just sitting there. You're not doing anything. I'm not seeing anything being done. What a lot of producers have to remember is when the checkoff was started 35 years ago, it was a dollar. It's still a dollar. And we really have to watch where we're spending that 50 cents that we're able to keep here in the state. Just because of the rise of everything else, we're still only dealing with 50 cents. So advertising rates, be it in paper, radio, TV, magazines. It used to be that we'd have ads in magazines. We'd be on TV. We just can't afford it because we haven't raised that dollar checkoff.
You know, the good thing is, though, that the national scene is a partner with Wisconsin to do different programs and take it on a national scene. We've seen that where the Beef It's What's for Dinner started, then went away for a little while, and now it's back again. That's a perfect example of how this partnership goes outside of Wisconsin's borders.
Correct, because we give our 50 cents to them, but so do all the other states. So they're able to take all that money, make a bigger media presence that as a state or a standalone, we would not be able to do.
We also have seen a lot of work recently where Wisconsin is becoming the face of beef in other areas outside the United States. Central America, for example, that was one place where checkoff dollars were used to bring our Wisconsin beef producers face to face with that new market. So we do try to do what we can, partnering with U.S. Meat Export Federation, which is a checkoff partner, and still trying to make the case for Wisconsin beef.
That is correct also, Pam, because there is a lot of parts of the beef that we don't eat here. And they're considered delicacies in other countries. So we're able to export those, but we also need to meet those buyers from other countries because they want to see the face of where this animal is coming from or this market is.
You mentioned that earlier on, Ardell, about how today the desire for consumers to know that producer. Now, I know you live that in your own beef production life, but boy, that's got to be something you've really noticed also through your time with the Wisconsin Beef Council, how consumers want to see how you're doing, what you're doing on your farm and get to know you.
They do, and I think everybody wants more knowledge. And I think the consumer has taken an interest. They're 2 to 3 generations away from a farm, so they don't understand all what we're doing. So it's a chance for us to enlighten them and let them know that we care as a producer. I'll say that as a myself being a producer, I care about my animals. I don't want to see them suffer, and I don't want to see anybody else's suffer. So we're working a lot, and part of that is the BQA that the Wisconsin Beef Council helps with, and that's just quality assurance, making sure that if an animal does have to be treated for something, say it's a cold, we all take a medicine. Why not help the animal too? So that all comes into play because most producers care about their animals.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that's Ardell Quam. She's in studio with us, compliance officer with the Wisconsin Beef Council, now getting ready to ride off into the sunset. Watch out, Terry. Here she comes. And we do want to remind you, though, that if you ever have questions about how your beef checkoff dollars are being spent, how they're being used, they're being partnered, they're being spread across an awful lot of jobs and duties and programs and places, you can always go to beeftips.com. You can also make sure that you're subscribing to the Cattleman's Corner. They have a subscription that they're sending out via your e-newsletter called The Drive, and that's delivered monthly or quarterly, depending on what you want, and it helps you understand about local and national efforts that are involving checkoff dollars. Like I said, you can subscribe for The Drive at drivingdemandforbeef.com and stay connected with what's happening with the Wisconsin Beef Council right here at home. Research, education, and promotion. That's what it's all about with your dollars. And now you know that there is responsible people behind the scenes making sure those dollars are used properly. And that's at the Wisconsin Beef Council. BeefTips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Happy retirement to our friend, Ardell Quam.